Biodiversity in Beddington Park. Beddington Park has varied pockets of habitat to enjoy, a number of which we highlight here. Carew Manor Wetland, located behind the grounds of Carew Manor, is a small oasis of meadow, reed bed and open water. Amphibians breed here in the spring, and if you're lucky, you may hear the scratchy song of the reed warbler in May and June. When it's cold, teal, snipe and little egret can often be found in the channel. The wet meadow by the Flint Bridge is a jewel within Beddington Park, containing a number of plant species that occur nowhere else in the borough. More information can be found in the next track. The newly refurbished Stock Pond in the centre of the park now has a wide variety of water depths and aquatic plant species, ideal habitat for amphibians and dragonflies in the summer. Please help us provide a safe habitat for the animals and plants here by keeping pets out of the water. The Northern Woodland Belt has undergone improvement through the HLF project. Keep an eye out for the elusive white-letter butterfly at the top of elms, feeding on honeydew, the poo of aphids. The River Wandle is a site of metropolitan importance for nature within Sutton, as it is a rare chalk stream. In some places, it has natural banks and plenty of plant growth, providing ideal habitats for species like the banded demoiselle. In other places, the channel is concrete with hard edges, which reduces the ability of plants to grow. Or there are weirs which stop fish moving up the river. Long-term aims for the river seek to reduce these impacts on fish and wildlife. Behind the Beddington Park cottages, if you walk towards Guy Road, you'll find an area used as a sacrificial crop, planted solely to be eaten by birds in the autumn and winter. It consists of a number of cereal crops, such as millet and triticale, to help scarce birds, like tree sparrow and other grain-feeding species. The lake provides a home to a good number of waterfowl, including coots, moorhens and little grebes, as well as the more familiar mallards and Canada geese. The islands have been planted with lots of native species to help provide undisturbed habitat for plants and animals. Beddington Park contains lots of very old and decrepit trees. These are called veteran trees and are hugely important for wildlife, as they provide lots of habitat as deadwood, with cracks and rot holes, for roosting bats or nesting birds and opportunities for various species of fungi and lichens. A weird pairing of an alga and a fungus. Many of the veteran trees in the park have been pruned to reduce branches dropping while still retaining the main habitat features. Old and dead wood is now a scarce resource in UK parks and woodlands, but is depended on by lots of species, particularly some beetles and flies.